Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., all rights reserved.
You're listening to the man whose mother still thinks he should try to get a real job.
Dear folks, I got this great job in a gas station. I don't want to say how much I'm getting, but let's just say it's a lot. I'm enclosing $2.
That's a good boy.
Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate.
Welcome back, 34 after the hour. Thanks for staying with me. Always a pleasure to continue to be with you. Very excited about having our good buddy, Dr. Bill Dunkelberg, back on the show. Bill is a longtime member of our Brain Trust, going to celebrate a big anniversary with him today. He's the chief economist for the National Federation of Independent Business, the NFIB, former head of the entire School of Business at Temple University, and he's been polling small business owners for many decades to find out what you guys have got going on, and he's here with another outstanding report of the Small Business Optimism Index for the NFIB Index of Small Business Optimism, which we actually call it the Index of Optimism this month. What do you think?
Well, you know, I'd like to see a little bit more there, Jim.
Bill, we don't like the number, but we like the trend.
We like the trend, and of course, the index went up almost 2 points to 95.2. That is the highest reading since mid-2007. That's the good news.
Mm-hmm.
The bad news, of course, is that in 2007, the index was falling fast, anticipating the Great Recession that was coming. So
right.
If you look at, again, our long-term average going into 2008, so that's like a 40-year average, it's 100. So we're still 5 points below the average and well
right.
below an expansion number. But you're right, it's headed in the right direction, and you got to go through 95 to get to 100, right?
That's exactly right. Well, you know, I heard someone remark about the small business survey, how, and you would have thought it was Christmas morning or something for small business, the way this reporter was describing this leap in optimism of small business. And I thought, whose report are they talking about?
Yeah,
as it turns out it was yours, but all they landed on was this 1.8 jump.
Yeah,
but they didn't give it a point of reference though.
Yeah, well, we're grasping for good news, you know. I mean, really,
you
get the report and you sort through it and try to find some things that you can be optimistic about.
I'll be honest with you, Bill. I'm grasping for any kind of news for a good news from small business.
Yeah, and that's the story, and I'm afraid the story will stay that way all year. Of course, nothing is going to happen in Washington that's helpful for us,
right?
I see the EPA is on the ramp again, so it's just not happening.
Well, this just seems like that every time you turn around, we hear, you and I've always heard stories about OSHA stories and the labor board stories and the EPA
right.
stories. We've heard about those things for years, but there's always been counterbalancing good news to go with
right.
it, right? But
exactly.
but there's nothing helpful coming out of Washington these days. In fact, the best we can hope for from Washington these days is indifference. But mostly what we get is disregard and destructive policies.
Well, you get that, and of course, again, the policies that do get passed, you know, tend to be oriented around the big firms rather than the
right.
small firms. And yeah, so we've got the CPFB working out there, and
right.
everybody's worrying about these credit card things.
The Consumer Bureau, the Consumer,
right,
the
Consumer
Division of the
CFPB, that's what it is.
Yeah,
yeah, and so you know the regulations are all oriented toward big firms, and that nobody thinks about the fact that small firms take credit cards and debit cards, and they don't know what's going on.
But doesn't
it
make you mad, Bill, that whenever a politician wants to invoke the name small business to their advantage, they do that all the time?
They do. They use us like a great tribute, but don't help us.
Yeah, they use us like all they have to do is say our name. It reminds me when they're trying to get out of hot water and they say, I'm for jobs, I'm trying to grow jobs. And they just say that word as if that would absolve them of their bad policies.
Exactly. Now that everybody knows that we're among the most highly respected professions, being a small business owner.
Yeah.
And of course they're at the bottom of the scale, and so they talk about us not helping big business.
But we sure feel like pawns on a chessboard sometimes out here on Main Street, Joe. Bill, it's just not right. When we come back, though, we're going to break down these numbers. We don't like the number, but we like the trend, and we're going to break it down and see how much has changed as we get into things here. And we're going to talk about the overall economy. The first quarter, virtually no growth in the first quarter. That's not good news, folks. 20 till the hour. I'm Jim Blassingame. We're right back with our good buddy, Dr. Bill Dunkelberg. Stay with us.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blassingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.